Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have Jenny Cross with us with Mohawk. How you doing this morning, Jenny?
Very well, Kemp. Thank you.
Thanks for agreeing to be with us this morning. Actually, Jenny, you've changed jobs. I know, just a little background, I know you came from Solutia. You've been at Mohawk for a while, and you've kind of been, the brand manager over Soft on the residential side. And now you're the queen of green, I guess. You're in charge, you're senior manager of sustainability for the residential whole marketing business, aren't you?
Absolutely. Queen of Green is a self-imposed title, but I'll take it. Within the last few weeks, I have taken over that responsibility for just pulling together our marketing initiatives under Greenworks for both hard and soft surface for Mohawk Residential. It's an exciting opportunity. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I thought this would be a good time to give you guys a shout and just catch up with Greenworks. Why don't you just give us a quick overview of the whole Greenworks program?
No problem. Greenworks, as you know, is our corporate umbrella for our sustainability efforts, whether it's product associated or process associated. And fortunately, with Mohawk Greenworks, we've been able to extend into our sister companies, whether it's Daltow or Unilin. They also use a Greenworks umbrella, which is great for us and I think great for them. But everything that we do, Kemp, whether it's our PET recycled products or our reclaimed hardwood, even our ceramic tile process initiatives that we've done, fall under that Greenworks umbrella.
How do you, one of the things that people always, a little bit questionable, is the word, the difference between greenwash and the reality. I mean, you guys are really doing some things. So give us a couple of pointers just on, what is Greenworks doing? Where's the rubber meeting the road here with this program?
Well, it meets the road in a lot of different places. I mean, when you look at sustainability for a company, it most often makes really good business sense. Recycling your own wastewater within process makes very good business sense as well as sustainable sense. So that's one initiative that we have going on the ceramic side. If you look at what we do with cushion, for example, we will look at ways to utilize our waste and other people's waste products, whether it's mattress companies or furniture companies, to go into our Rebond product. Otherwise, that product would go most likely into a landfill, and nobody wants that to happen. And then you have the bigger, broader things like the 3 billion bottles that we bring out of landfills every year and put into carpet in someone's home, or the Serona product, or even the reclaimed hardwood and our laminate product, which the press board is really waste material if you don't put it into press board. So we've got a lot of different initiatives that roll under that would probably be a couple days of us chatting on the phone if we got into all of them. But
the biggest headline one, I've been to several of your green build presentations, and I mean, the big one is Smart Strand. Instead of making carpet fiber out of oil, you guys are using a percentage of corn or a derivative of corn to make carpet fiber, which is unbelievable. And like you said, 3 billion plastic bottles a year, PET bottles. You take those bottles and you turn those into yarn for carpet. And then you have some tire program too. You're a major recycler of tires. Where's that going?
That goes into welcome mats that you see on your front doorstep. The heavy rubber welcome mats. And that's through our Mohawk Home Division. Absolutely. I mean, that program's been going on for years and years. And oddly enough, many of these programs have. But with consumer attention and even investor attention being more around environmental concerns, you see them come more to the forefront. If you look at Mohawk as a whole, what we divert from landfills on an annual basis, Kemp, is 3 billion pounds of material. Mm-hmm. I mean, 3 billion pounds versus 3 billion bottles, that's huge.
It is.
That is huge. It truly makes us the largest recycler in the industry from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. And, my little tidbit that I'm probably known for is when you look at scale and you consider the difference between a million and a billion, mm-hmm. a million seconds is 11 and a half days.
Yeah.
A billion seconds is 32 years.
Right.
Okay, so the scale of what a company our size can do is huge. Mm-hmm. And we're making a very big impact from that standpoint.
It's 1,000 times more, right? Yeah. So let me ask you this. There's a collection center down in Chatsworth. It's mm-hmm. called the Greenworks Collection Center. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that operation?
Well, the Mohawk Greenworks Center is unique and probably the best situation for recycling carpet in the industry as well. What we've done with Greenworks Center is we've put together a process that is patented, is transportable, meaning it could go anywhere. We could build them anywhere, and it's not cost prohibitive to do so. And it can recycle any type of broadloom carpet, whether it is nylon 6/6, nylon 6, an olefin carpet, anything that we wanted to put through that, we can put through there. And we process 100% of the carpet, where we don't have to take off one part, extract the backing, any of that. It all goes in, and it comes out at a yield rate of about 85%, which means we're doing, on 1 pound, bringing out 0.85 of that pound. And that's very important, because you don't want to put in a process where you put in 100% of the carpet and you get out 30 or 40%, because the 60 or 70% has to go back somewhere.
So what you're saying is, if you take in 100 pounds of post-consumer carpet, you've got 85 pounds of reusable product that you're putting back into another flooring product. Is that what you're saying?
Another flooring product or something. The way we've approached Greenworks Center is we can take the components back to carpet. We can do carpet to carpet. Mm-hmm. We can take fiber to fiber. We can take backing to backing. That's very much doable. But is it truly the highest and best use for that category? If you look at nylon 6/6, for example, the highest and best use for a nylon 6/6 polymer is probably engineered plastics, which have a very long life. It has a high melt point. So we put a lot of the product that comes out of Greenworks Center into that marketplace.
So that's like those black car parts that you see under the hood on a car.
Absolutely, kind of, right. Absolutely. Under the hood, or even which covers your seatbelt and different things like that. Mm-hmm. So you'll see engineered plastics as a huge opportunity. Obviously, people are making strides in that, even on the non-recovered side of it. But if we can go to a plastic manufacturer and say we have a post-consumer recycled, then they're in great shape as well, and we're doing the best we can. And again, that notion of highest and best use for the category. Now, we can also take the face fiber into backing, or the backing into backing, and we're doing that with our Encycle tiles and even into fiber as well, into our Colorstrand solution dyed. So the facility has great flexibility from that standpoint. And if you look at the market as a whole, and you look at what comes in from a waste stream in consumers, 90% of what comes in falls into either nylon 6, nylon 6/6, or polypropylene.
And you can take all three of those kinds.
We can take all three of those. Mm-hmm. So in essence, with one facility, we can impact 90% of the stream that comes through. Okay. In one way or another. And when you work and you really look at situating a post-consumer recycled process in an economic model, you look for different ways of doing things, and you truly look for supply and demand. And every one of these has a supply and demand component to it, and different places that we can put it depending on flow. And we've done a great job, and Frank Andrini has been spearheading our efforts around setting up facilities, working with collection agencies, and we've got a great network of collectors across the country, and really bringing this up to where we say this is a great model where we can put it in different places across the U.S., and it may be Mohawk doing it. Quite frankly, it could be something that a enterprising entrepreneur might say, I want to enter this market. Can I do this? Well, we've got patented technology to allow them to do that. So it's a great, great model going forward, and in my opinion, the strongest that's out there, because it affects so many different components.
The long-term plans is to develop some kind of a network where you have these types of centers in other places, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the grand master dream plan, would be to have a Greenworks Center near either every collection site or possibly distribution center that we've got, so that it makes it very, very easy. I mean, I think the long term of anybody that tries to recycle is to make it as simple as curbside recycling. You know, it's very easy for me outside of Atlanta to put my little bin out on my curb and have them pick up my bottles and my cans. It's not so easy for other people. And unfortunately, I think the more difficult you make it for the consumer, the less apt she is to do it.
Yeah, let's,
or
let's,
he is to do it.
Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about the consumer and this whole environmental thing for a quick second before we run out of time. You know, we just did, Floor Focus just did our retailer research where, you know, we asked retailers what's going on out there. And one of the questions we ask is, are consumers tuned into this sustainability environmental message? And we found out that not many are. As a matter of fact, if there's, you know, if there's any pricing difference at all, they're turned off to it. So what is your take on that? Do you get the same sense that consumers aren't tuned in into this whole environmental thing?
Well, I think it's important to segment consumers, and it can certainly be done. I think you probably have 15 to 20% of consumers that are very much tuned in. Then you have the other segment that says it's a really good thing to do, but they're not necessarily doing it themselves.
Right.
They may do little things, but they're not doing major investments in the category. Recycled products, renewable products, I think eventually will become standard. So where we are today is different than where we'll be tomorrow. It will go mainstream versus being these pockets of people, you know. But I do think you probably have a good 15, 20% of consumers that do walk into a store and ask for environmentally friendly products. And then you have a great network of dealers who it's important to, who are pushing that message, rightfully so, who take them to the products. But I agree with you, right now, and probably going forward, if there is a big price differential, and we've seen it in our own studies, if it goes above, let's say, 5%, they're probably not going to do it. It just doesn't matter that much to them right now. But as it becomes mainstream and status quo, then it becomes, you know, the market as we know it today, so whether it's reclaimed wood or carpet or anything.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that it's, you know, there's not many tuned in now, but they, with as fuel prices go up, there's going to be more and more interest in it. What can Mohawk do to make sure? I mean, is it point of sale material, good training? What does Mohawk do to make sure that you know, they help inform the consumer that there's some sustainability options out there?
Well, the first thing that we do, and we're very stringent on it, is to make sure that, number one, our messages are focused on the consumer and what her needs are. They're not trivial. It is post-consumer recycled content. It is renewable. It's not, hey, we turned off the lights after we left making this product. So you make sure that your message is there and clear. You communicate it to her, whether it's on the label of a product or in point of sale, and you make it very, very meaningful. That's one. The second is, yes, to train. I mean, you know and I know that the retail sales associate very much affects the sale, regardless of what somebody comes in to talk about or ask for. So training that retail sales associate and our dealer network to know truly what a green product is, what it means, and what the long-term value of it is critical going forward. And then just looking as we go through either product launch or supplier chain all the way down the pike, because you can affect environmental initiatives from point A to point B very easily by looking at what you put into the pipe. So whether it's a supplier that we deal with that has a great environmental practice, we have some great ones doing it. DuPont is a great example. Their work towards renewable has resulted in us being able to bring a great product to market. But looking at those things all the way through the chain to bring the best possible product solution to the consumer is very important to us.
Well, let me, before we end it out here, just real quick, I know you actually have a website about GreenWorks. What's that website address?
Absolutely. You can go to www.mohawkgreenworks.com, and that site is our collaboration with the commercial group as well. So whether you're a commercial customer or a residential customer, you can go there. You can also link to it off of mohawkflooring.com.
Well, we've been talking to Jenny Cross about Mohawk's GreenWorks program. She has recently changed her focus, and so she's now the senior manager in charge of sustainability for Mohawk's residential business, both hard and soft. And this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.